Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A North Florida man is charged with trying to organize an armed response to pro-Trump protesters expected at the state capitol on Sunday. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced that the FBI arrested Daniel Baker today. Authorities say Baker was using social media to recruit people in a plot to create an armed circle around protesters and trap them in the Capitol. Court documents described a series of threats of violence and a prediction of civil war Baker made on social media. Baker is described as anti-Trump, anti-government, anti-white supremacist, and anti-police. This week in Tallahassee, Democratic lawmakers filed proposals to improve the online Connect unemployment system, which was overwhelmed in the spring by claims. Florida's system drew widespread criticism. State Representative Anna Escamani says the current system was designed to make it hard for people to apply for assistance.
We're in the situation we are today because political leaders broke the unemployment system on purpose. And that's why we're here today, to bring it back to the 21st century, to fix it, and to create a system that is not going to torture you, but it's going to support you.
The Democrats' proposal would increase maximum weekly unemployment assistance from $275 to $500, extend the number of weeks benefits would be available to 26, and create an ombudsman office to help people trying to navigate the system. Eight companies are vying to be the master developer of the 86-acre Tropicana field site in St. Petersburg. The Tampa Bay Times reports today was the deadline to submit proposals. City development officials within Mayor Rick Kreisman's administration now have an idea of what construction and planning experts in the private sector believe can be built upon that site and at what cost. Today, the total global death toll from COVID-19 topped 2 million. The U.S. leads the way with more than 390,000 deaths. Health officials say that by March, a new and more infectious variant of the coronavirus will likely become the dominant strain in the U.S. Florida added 188 new deaths today and nearly 17,000 new coronavirus infections. All I-275 lanes of the Howard Franklin Bridge will close from 8 tomorrow evening until noon on Sunday, weather permitting. Tonight it'll be cloudy, breezy, and damp with rain early and overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.
Are we back to the jungle? An animalistic society with roaming packs of foam-at-the-mouth beasts howling for the enthronement of their king? As witnessed in the ugly collapse of Donald Trump's presidency, his furious animalism was unleashed on America, revealing a soulless selfishness that he had written about years earlier in a book on corporate deal-making. In a great deal, he explained, winning is not enough. You crush the opponent. But wait, that's not fair to animals. In the real animal kingdom, the species that are the most successful survivors are not the beastliest, but the ones that work together in a sharing society. From ants to elephants, animals in the wild organize to hunt together, build homes, nurture and teach their young, spread their available food throughout the community, mourn lost ones, etc. They even vote. The real king of the jungle is the group, as has been found in communal societies as varied as meerkats, baboons, and bees. Whether primates or insects, such decisions as where to live and which direction to go forage are made by democratic consensus reached in a sort of caucus system. When several thousand honeybees, for example, split from a hive to form a new colony, they dispatch a few hundred scouts to find a new home. One by one, the scouts report back, doing unique waggle dances that describe what each found. Gradually, scouts decide what bees sight is best and synchronize their waggles accordingly. Once the scouts are doing the same dance, the whole swarm flies off together and settles into their new hive. This is Jim Hightower saying, America has more to learn from bees than from Trump and his lifelong enthusiasm for a social order based on corporate power plays. The great hope for our society is not domination by the strong, but cooperation by all.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.